Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are honored to have the chair of the Allegheny Health Network Pediatric Institute with us again, Dr. Joseph Arachre. Doc, welcome back to KDK.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm sure you're on the front lines with kids. You wonder about sending them back to school, and it apparently the colleges, secondary schools, and schools are looking at reinstituting their hybrid or back in classroom. Kind of where do we stand from your perspective on that now?
Well, one of the things that we found out through this pandemic and shutting down schools is that kids need to be in school to get good instruction, to get a good educational experience. Kids not being in in-person school causes significant problems with, you know, falling behind academically. But in addition to that, they're having problems with anxiety, depression, obesity, whininess. It puts a lot of stress on the families. So we're really encouraging when kids can be in person in school, we're really focusing on doing that as much as we can.
Now, what are some of the telltale signs that a child may be struggling like that? I mean, you know, we can tell obesity, they're overeating, but I mean, what about like depression and stuff like that in a young child? How do you pick that up as quick?
Yeah, so in your middle school, high school, it's a little bit easier. These are socially withdrawn kids. They stay in their room. They're not really talking to anybody. They're sleeping all the time. One of the biggest things that we're seeing is a traditionally AB student is failing all their classes. They're just out of touch with what's going on. In your younger children, what you'll see is just like irritability, whininess, sleep problems, tearfulness over and over again.
Let's be honest. Parents with multiple children in particular who have been home locked in the house together for this long time struggle with the kids trying to learn online. There aren't too many kids that are able to handle that on a daily basis. So getting them out of the house, you know, for a little while, you want to do that, but you want to make sure it's safe. So what kind of protocols are you hearing the schools are utilizing so there isn't transmission?
Yeah, so one of the things that recently came out in the Journal of Pediatrics is a study looking at about 100,000 kids in North Carolina. And what they found out is that there were about 773 community-acquired COVID infections that came into the school. But whenever they used really good mitigation efforts in school, they found that the transmission within the school was only 32 kids. So what they found in this study is it really depends on what's happening in the community, because it's the community that brings the infection within the school. But the fact that you have schools open does not increase the amount of infections that's happening in the community. So as long as the school is able to do social distancing, enforce masks, hand washing, kids could have a very good education in person safely.
And if their district is not open right now, a lot of people are online, as Larry mentioned. And to me, doing the Zoom classroom would just be pure hell. I can't sit through very long meetings online.
Yeah, we have those with our management team sometime. Kevin loves them.
Yeah, I withdraw at about 15-minute mark. I don't know how the kids are doing it 8 hours a day. Look, they need some sort of enjoyment or something to look forward to after the school day now. How could a parent really just get them motivated throughout the day to maybe look forward to something like going ice skating or sled riding or something like that?
Exactly. You have to give these kids some kind of activity. One of the things that we were talking about at the beginning is, you know, create your pause. You know, make sure that there's a family that you can connect with that is socially distancing, not mixing with other children, giving them that kind of social outlet where they're able to meet up with somebody that's not within the walls of their house. This time of year with, you know, Pittsburgh weather being so warm and fuzzy, it's difficult to get the kids outside, but whenever you can, get them out sled riding, go out for walks, walk the dog, do something. The other thing is if you have to do home education, if you have to do remote learning, make it into a regular day. You get up, you brush your teeth, you have breakfast, and then you go to a designated area for class to kind of get that routine.
I don't think I would have thrived under those scholastic situations.
No, I have the attention span of a gnat, so I need a teacher sitting there ready to scold me for
We're with the chair of the Allegheny Health Network's Pediatric Institute, Dr. Joseph Rackery. Doc, what about vaccines in kids? We have heard that children are low on the list because they seem to tolerate this virus so much better. Is there a plan long-term to have kids vaccinated against COVID?
Well, as of right now, the studies are not complete with the vaccine, the COVID vaccine given to children. They're still running those studies. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to see what comes out of that study to see what the risk-benefit ratio of giving that vaccine would be to kids. So in other words, we know that for the majority of kids, a COVID infection is very mild. We also know that we're really concerned about the spread from the general population to the most vulnerable population. So we have to really weigh out the risk and benefit ratio. So what are the side effects of the COVID vaccine versus the effect of COVID on children and the risk of children spreading it to the vulnerable population? That all still needs to be vetted out before we could say that kids should definitely get the vaccine.
Well, we appreciate you and all of our essential healthcare workers and individuals doing this on a daily basis. By the way, did you get your shot?
I got COVID in the beginning of December, and I had the first shot a week and a half ago, and I'm due for my second one next week.
Well, after that, you're going to probably feel like Superman surviving it all.
Like I said, I could throw every COVID party in the world right now. I feel good.
Well, keep up the great work, and thanks. We'll talk again down the road.
All right. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.